This is the Franchise News Podcast for Wednesday, August 19th, 2020. I'm Jack Munson from the Social Geek Radio Studios in Chicago, keeping you informed and updated so you can be ready for your comeback of a lifetime. From the IFA, franchising got quite a mention in connection with this week's Democratic National Convention in the platform that was formally released this week, on page 15 to be exact. You'll find the following, quote, "We will take action to guarantee that when workers come to the table, they are able to bargain with employers who actually hold the power, including franchisors, and penalize companies that bargain in bad faith with their workers," end quote. IFA's Matt Haller points out that this is the first time a major party platform has specifically referenced franchising in their policy agenda. As unemployment numbers continue to drop after historic highs earlier in the year, the latest data from Express Employment Professionals shows open positions in North America have returned to pre-pandemic levels. The latest data reveals that more than 24,000 jobs are ready to be filled throughout the international staffing company's 833 franchise offices. Fat Brands, the parent company of Fat Burger, announced it will acquire the burger restaurant Johnny Rockets for approximately $25 million. Andy Wiederhorn, president and CEO at Fat Brands, said, "We see a lot of synergy with Johnny Rockets and our current restaurant concepts, and we are eager to take the brand to new heights." With this deal, Fat Brands will have more than 700 franchised and company-owned restaurants around the globe, exceeding $700 million in annual system-wide sales. The U.S. Small Business Administration will hold a virtual Military Spouse Entrepreneur Summit in collaboration with the Second Lady of the United States, Karen Pence, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation's Hiring Our Heroes initiative. That's today, August 19th, from 1 to 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. This free event will connect military spouses with resources and information available to help them start or grow a small business. You can find out more at hiringourheroes.org. John Francis, a.k.a. Johnny Franchise, has launched the Franchise Lifecycle Program, initially developed as a keynote presentation for franchise conferences. John says, "Once the COVID crisis hit and all in-person speaking events were put on hold, I was no longer able to share these materials with franchisees. Having used the advice in this program myself to grow multiple franchise businesses, I knew the value and wanted to find another avenue to share the process." To that end, John turned the presentation into a video coaching program. You can check it out now at johnnyfranchise.com. In People News this week, Qdoba announced the promotion of Eric Williams to Vice President of Franchise and License Operations. Checkers Drive-In Restaurants, Inc., the parent company of Checkers and Rally's, announced that industry veteran Lenny Kama will be joining the company's board of directors. Kama was previously CEO and chairman of Jack in the Box. Huddle House announced the addition of Scott McIntosh as director of franchise development. RE/MAX announced the hiring of Amy Lessinger as vice president, business growth, West Region. Dave's Hot Chicken announced the appointment of Jim Biddix as Chief Operations Officer, and earlier this year, Shannon Swenson as Vice President of Franchise Development. And FranConnect announced the appointment of Andrew Volkman as its new Chief Finance Officer. Congratulations and good luck to you all. Today's franchise news is brought to you by Benetrends. Now more than ever, it's important for entrepreneurs and small business owners to work with a trusted financial partner. Benetrends Financial has been working with franchise brands for over 35 years, providing innovative funding solutions to get their businesses up and running, including the flagship Rainmaker program that allows entrepreneurs to use retirement funds to purchase or recapitalize a business, tax-deferred and penalty-free. Get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically at Benetrends.com/social geek. Benetrends, 35 years of growing America and still going. Friday on Social Geek Radio, we're chatting with Derek Abelman of Northeast Color about health, safety, and building trust inside a franchise location. Stay safe.